Sishen chapter 5, Mishnah 9, Misha Parasav Rechakim Mimen. If someone's produce was distanced from him and the time for beer for the removal arrives, Tzarech Likra Lahim Shem. So he's got to confer a name upon the produce, meaning he's got to donate the produce to a specific individual. And how did he do it? Masa Barabban Gamliel Vazakanim Shuboim Bisfina. There was a story that Rabban Gamliel once was traveling on a ship, and there were some elders with him. Ama Rabban Gamliel, and obviously the time for beer arrived, so he did the following. Said Rabban Gamliel, Issa Shaniatid Lamud Nasun Lehoshua. The tithe that I will measure out is given to Yehoshua. And Yehoshua was one of the sages traveling with him. And Yehoshua was a Levi. So he was saying that the first tithe that he was going to give was to be given to Yehoshua. This was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hanania. And in this way, he wanted to give the tithe to Yehoshua so that he could say that he had got rid of all his first tithes. But not only that, he said, Makoima Muskar Lo. I also rent the place that the produce is standing to Rabbi Yehoshua. Now what this is doing is he's transferring legally the produce to Rabbi Yehoshua. And in order to transfer movable property, one of the ways that you can do it is along with immovable property. So if he leases the land, then that anything that's on that land at the time, the ownership will also transfer. And that's why he rented the place to Rabbi Yehoshua where the produce was standing. And in that way, transferred ownership of the produce to Rabbi Yehoshua. So to Isser Acher Shaniati Lamud Nasun Lakiva Ben Yosef Shizke Bo Lanim. Also he said the other produce, the next tithe, the second tithe that I'm going to give, he's going to give to Akiva Ben Yosef. Akiva Ben Yosef, he was Rabbi Akiva, functioned as a warden for the poor. So by giving it to Rabbi Akiva, the second tithe, which had to be given to a poor person, in this case over here, the second tithe was given to Rabbi Akiva, and he would give it over to the poor person. And then at the same time, Umakonim Muskar Lo, the place where that produce is standing is being also rented to Rabbi Akiva, and in that way, ownership was transferred to Rabbi Akiva. Amir Rabbi Shia said, Rabbi Shia Issa Shaniatid Lamud Nasun Le'elazar Ben Azariah. Said Rabbi Yeshua, he said, now he wanted to give, he was a Levi. Remember, the Levi had to give a tithe to the Kohen. So he did the same thing. He said, part of the produce he's going to give to Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, who was a Kohen. And not only that, but the place, Makoima Muskar Lo, the place where it's standing, I'm going to rent to him. V'niskablu ze mize schar. And then what they did was they paid each other the rental that was due on all of the place that they'd rented out. So they paid each other the rental, and once they took that took effect, so the produce changed ownership. And once the produce changed ownership, so now they could all make the declaration that they had gotten rid of all of the tithes that they were then in their possession. The beer, the removal of these tithes had been properly done, and they could make the declaration which they wanted to make.